The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Next to arguably the most exciting classroom in the world, it's the 70-foot clipper yacht, the Spirit of Shackleton, which is now used to teach life lessons and ocean science to its young crew as it travels to some of the most exciting places on Earth. And this weekend, it will embark on the Round Ireland Yacht Race. Enda O'Quinnine is the skipper and owner of the Business Post Group, but he's here because of the sailing today. He joins me in the studio. Enda, you're very welcome.
Yeah, good morning. It's really exciting. I was down on the boat at 8 o'clock this morning. Nice, soft Irish conditions. But the Round Ireland Race is not to be undertaken lightly. It's 704 miles. And whatever about the design of Ireland, it's a perfect race mark. And over 50 boats will be heading out from Wicklow tomorrow. They'll be started by the Lough Erenuch Samuel Beckett. So it's really quite exciting.
So who'll be on there? Who'll be on the Spirit of Shackleton?
Well, it's actually a mixture. It's kind of intergenerational learning. We have some old sea salts, people who are quite experienced, who in fact pay to go. It's the experience of a lifetime. So she's more of a training boat. And then we had a public competition. It was open to anybody in Ireland. That's 18 to 25. Under 18, no, this is quite a machine. And we had 39 applicants and we shortlisted 12, all who will go to sail on the boat. And four of those are selected for the crew that starts tomorrow, some of whom have never really sailed before.
Right. I mean, that is quite something to be thrown into this, having never done this.
Yeah, well, we're very safety conscious, you know, and of course, the rules and regulations are quite tight. The boat has sailed around the world three times before. At the top level, we have some really experienced people. But yeah, you're in at the deep end.
It's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a challenge. And I think we're up for it. There's great excitement. It's the sort of grand national of the sport of sailing, the Round Ireland, excellently run by Wicklow Sailing Club. I was with Kieran O'Grady, the race director there yesterday. So there's a good atmosphere. It starts off Wicklow Head at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And we're too big to fit into Wicklow Harbour. So we're the Royal Irish Yacht Club are the partner club with it. So we'll be leaving from Dunleary.
Now, the Shackleton is described as a floating classroom. Is that because you're taking these newbies out and showing them the ropes, forgive the pun, or is there more to the learning?
There's a lot more to it than that. You know, the Shackleton story is an extraordinary story. I was never really looking back at the past. I was always interested in doing things. And some years ago, I pulled into a place called Port Chalmers, South Island, New Zealand, a place called in Otago Bay. And it was serendipity. It was absolutely a week to the 100 years where Shackleton had left from on one of his voyages. So I was invited to the Shackleton Society in Athy. The whole Shackleton story, it's not so much what he did as an explorer and as an adventurer. Shackleton was a role model in leadership. He studied in the Harvard Business School, and there's a big revival of interest together with him and Tom Crean and many other Irish sailors who were on the famous Shackleton expeditions. And so what we're doing is we're part of the what we call the Grace O'Malley fleet, and there's a Pamela Lee, who's an Irish sailor. She's brought eight other French teams with her. So we're extending that out. So it's really, you know, it's an appetite. Like when I was a little younger than I am now, I went out on the original Asgard and it introduced me to the ocean. And this is at a different stage now. This is a sort of a modern dynamic racing boat, but it's the same fundamentals.
The Asgard experience, I've heard it described as life-changing. What was it like
correct.
For you?
Well, you know, the Atlantic Youth Trust, which are the charity which I'm involved in, its mission is to connect young people with the ocean and adventure. And it's not, we're not really teaching people to sail. It's really an introductory. And there's organisations like Sail Training in Ireland who place people on other boats. But we really believe that Ireland should have its own sail training flagship. And one of the challenges is, and the maritime is, it's fragmented right across. So we're looking to try and change that in terms of being a conduit, not just introducing young people to the sport of sailing, but there's careers in the maritime, in research, the great work of the Marine Institute, harbours, offshore renewables, merchant marine, and a lot of the third level colleges have a lot of great courses in that space. So,
but it's about more than that, isn't it? I get the impression from you that it is about leadership. It's about finding direction.
Correct. And that's the Shackleton story, you know, correlated, you know, with the Irish Management Institute, for example, young leaders. It's empowering young people. And that is the inherent challenge. We have a lot of things going for us on this island of Ireland, of which only 1/10 is land. The rest is ocean, just by the way. We have a lot going for us, but there is a pregnant gap, if you can pardon that term, in leadership, if you like. And this is really what we're about. It's leadership on the oceans, leadership in adventure, leadership in many, many different ways. And this is a fundamental value to create. And leadership is... comes in many different ways.
So this adventure, the Round Ireland Yacht Race happening this weekend, what is next then for the Spirit of Shackleton?
Well, we've put together a very ambitious programme. We'll be sailing around Ireland, we'll be going to Cork, and then we're going to Scotland for the final leg of the Clipper Round the World Race, the Fleeter in Washington DC at the moment. And then beyond that, we hope to do a training voyage down to the northwest coast of Spain, crew change, south coast of Spain, crew change. It'll be a great opportunity to go, mainly at Ryanair Airport. So we're not restricted geographically. We're not prisoners of geography. So from there, we'd go to the Canaries, Ascension Island, across eventually on a long trip to Uruguay. And we've partnered with the Falklands Maritime Heritage Trust. So we'll have young people come up from the Falklands. And then from there, we'll go to Ushuaia, just inside Cape Horn, a trip down into the Antarctic. And
incredible.
That'll be December, January this year. And then all going well, we'll go Straits of Magellan up to Chile, Valparaiso, Chuquimego, Valparaiso, Mariano, the great poem. And then up to Lima and permit permission, Galapagos, Panama, and then across to the Caribbean, Antigua a week, and then back to Ireland in May, June to continue a series of introductory ocean voyages.
And these are
Ireland.
All learning trips. They're all trips where people will be brought on board to figure out
It's a combination
sport.
And it's intergenerational. It's not restricted to young people.
Yes.
Adults can go. The model is it's pay and play. Adults can go and they'll pay for their voyage. And then we have the Atlantic Youth Trust, which raises bursaries for those who can't afford to go, and also those in between. So it's an interesting model, and I think it'll work. And the Spirit of Shackleton, it resonates really what it's about, which is adventure, exploration, and having a bit of fun, actually.
Well, I hope you do over the weekend, and those people who are first time to sailing, I hope they enjoy it. Enda, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Enda Quinnean there, and the Spirit of Shackleton doing the Round Ireland Yacht Race this weekend.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.